Random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
And welcome to the podcast. Woohoo!
The Monday podcast.
Yeah, Monday podcast. So this morning, we actually have a question about success that we want to answer. What happens when you become successful and whether or not you're actually self-sabotaging yourself? So what was the question that we got?
The question we got was in a response to one of the videos we did about not letting others be your judge, jury, and executioner and staying confident in yourself and your abilities. But what if you are afraid of success?
What if you are afraid of success? That is a great freaking question because it's one of the things that doesn't really get covered all that often. A lot of times we think about, oh, well, you know, someday I'm going to make it to this place or someday I'm going to make it to that place. And everybody talks about pushing forward, you know, got to have your game together. You got to keep playing the game and get to the place that you want to get to. What happens when you do get to that place?
I didn't think I was afraid of success until I asked myself a very important question, which was, what does that actually mean?
Basically, you become successful and then you take on more responsibilities. Okay, so I want to be a success. Well, that means that I'm going to be doing A plus B plus C. Because I'm a successful person.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But I think the fear of success is more along the lines of, you know, if you face that fear of success when there is the possibility of somebody ordering 1,000 rings.
Yes, and what does that mean for me? Can I produce 1,000 rings by myself? And if I can't, then what do I need to try to scramble to do to make that happen?
Right.
The brain tries to predict what's going to happen in scenarios like that. Like I get an order from a department store, let's say.
Right.
And it's trying to figure it out based on where I'm at right now. And it's not doing a very good job. So yes, things like scaling up my business are totally scary.
I think what happens with fear of success and just self-sabotage, because I'll just come right out and say it. A lot of times when people are experiencing that fear of success and not realizing that they're experiencing a fear of success, the end result is a lot of self-sabotage. So it's almost like you do everything possible to sabotage getting that deal from that big department store, let's say, because you haven't run through the scenario in your brain, because your brain has already set it up. Like, oh my God, what if you get an order for 1,000 rings and it's just you and you don't have the materials and you don't have the money and you don't have the time.
And you don't even know who to reach out to for things.
Yeah, exactly. Versus, you know, thinking like, okay, well, obviously I'm going to get paid a certain percentage of this up front. So I'm going to be able to buy the materials. Also, if I need to, I'm going to have the finances to be able to hire some temporary help. There are different solutions that you could come up with that would be appropriate for a deal that big. But it's the fear, because it's so outside of your comfort zone. It's something that you've never done before. And it doesn't meet up with the status quo of what you're used to, that you would definitely do everything in your power, whether consciously or unconsciously, to sabotage that deal.
Oh, definitely. Because even working through the idea of like, okay, well, I've reached step one of like, well, maybe I reach out to somebody, maybe I hire somebody, maybe I approach a manufacturer with my design. The brain comes right back and says, well, you don't know how to do any of those things.
Right, exactly.
So you still kind of have to hit a wall there. I think there's probably several walls of resistance there.
If you are not reaching a level of success that you have had in mind, it is because there is several walls that are standing in your way that you may not even realize are there. We're really great at analyzing rejection and different things, like things that are like in your face. But when it comes to that, like fear of success, it's so contradictory that you don't think about that side of it. And the fact is that if you are going to break through those unconscious barriers that are there, I think that it's things that you need to look at. One of the first things that will happen when you're facing the fear of success is that it means that everything is going to change.
Yeah.
Everything changes. You're used to things being a certain way. These things are within your comfort zone, obviously, because that's where you're living. And then you go and you do this thing, and it's something that you don't know how to do. You don't know how to reach out to people. You don't know how to talk to galleries. You don't know how to talk to people that may possibly become a collector of your work. You don't know how to do so many things. And it's almost like you don't make the connection that the only way to really learn how to do those things is to do them in the first place. You have to start somewhere.
Absolutely. And there's really no way to theoretically learn how to do those things. You really do have to jump in, whether you're ready or not. And a little secret that I've learned is that you're never ready.
Exactly.
And you have to figure it out as you go. And you know, it's funny because I look back on all the different experiences and opportunities that I've jumped on, and I fumbled my way through them. And even knowing that, I still have a fear of new and uncomfortable.
I mean, that's the thing. We're going to fumble through everything. You're fumbling through life as you're figuring it out. Anybody that stands in front of you and is like, I've got it all figured out, I know exactly what's going to happen, they are full of shit. You are fumbling through life. You are figuring life out every single day at a time. So why should your art business or whatever business it is that you're deciding to do be any different than that? Like, you're just figuring it out as you go. So of course there's going to be things that are scary, and you got to figure it out as you go.
That is a really good point. You really don't know what a day is going to have in store for you as a human being. And quite frankly, life would be really boring if you knew all the way till the end what it was going to be like.
Oh man, tell me about it. When I was working in corporate, especially when I was working at the TDC place for the industrial filters, and my job consisted of me going into a cubicle and sitting in front of a computer and calling people all day, that was the most boring thing in the world. And I knew exactly what to expect. I was going to get up at 6:30 in the morning, take a shower, drink my coffee, get in my car, go to work, sit on the computer, have some idle chit chat with people, call people that I didn't want to talk to, pretend like I was working, really, really pretend I was working towards the last few hours, and then leave, get in my car, dread going home. You know, like, it was the same thing basically every day.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, if there was a surprise in a day, it meant that maybe I got a flat tire on my way home. So it wasn't ever like, oh yay, brilliant, pleasant surprises. You knew exactly what to expect. I think that was one of the biggest fears in getting into what we're doing now, where our life is completely unpredictable.
Yes.
We don't know where the check is going to come from. We don't know how the day is going to roll out, whether or not we're going to be going out to meetings today, or we're going to be doing this, or who we're meeting, or what is the next place that we're going to go visit where we're going to show our art or talk to people. It is anything but predictable. And I know that in the very beginning when I was starting this, that was a huge fear of mine. It was almost like I was trying to turn this art business that is this completely different animal into that cubicle job, because that's what I was comfortable with.
To bring a sense of safety and sameness and comfort into an otherwise uncomfortable situation.
Exactly.
But the truth is that that's not where you thrive.
No, it's not where I thrive. It's definitely not where I thrive. And it wasn't until I embraced that uncertainty that I was really able to just run with it. And it really started to grow. The other thing that I remember thinking when you become successful and you're making all this money, is that all of a sudden everybody was going to come out of the woodwork. There were going to be people coming out of the woodwork
celebrate you.
Yeah, no, not to celebrate, to want money.
Oh,
they were going to want my money
from you.
Yeah, exactly, to leech from me. Hey, I need this. Hey, I need that. It's funny because that's one of those things that I picked up from my family. You know, it's like the moment that you become successful, everybody in the family's going to want something. Everybody's going to want something from you.
You'll have a lot of new friends, yeah. New old friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember that, that was one of those things that was really big in my subconscious that I didn't even realize was there, and that was actually causing me to sabotage myself. I was barely talking about my success because I didn't want anybody to know that I was successful, that I was doing well. And I would make people think that I was really struggling so that they wouldn't ask me anything. And it wasn't until a couple years into it that I realized, like, why am I doing that? Like, what is really going on here? And really investigating, I realized that the reason I was doing that was because I was afraid that people were just going to come out of the woodwork and know that, not that they were going to celebrate me, but that they were going to be trying to ask me for loans and try to get things from me.
I have a similar but different secret fear, which is that if I hit tremendous success, everyone who's ever had anything crappy to say about me is going to come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah.
All the haters spanning back to the early childhood who have anything negative to say will then say it publicly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was one of the other ones. You know, now you're out in front of more people.
Yeah.
Now you're out in the limelight. Now you're like celebrity status where everybody's talking about some weird affair that neither of us had. But, oh, my God, it's coming out on the tabloids. Like, there was that thought, too. Like, oh, what if people find it was silly things. Like, what if people find out that you have kids? Like, so what? There were all these fears of, like, people from your past are going to find you and everybody's going to know what your business is and everybody's going to know this and blah, blah, blah. So, like, there were all these very unconscious fears, things that I wasn't thinking about on the surface. Obviously, on the surface, I was like, yeah, I want to do really well. I want to become successful. I want to be doing well. But underneath that surface success was these little, like, lingering thoughts of what that success meant. Mm-hmm. It's almost like people that want more money, but they have all this negative stuff attached to money. Like, money is the root of all evil. Money is this. Money is that.
Right. And people who have money are dastardly.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like you're saying that you want money, but in your brain, you believe that people that have money are not good people. So essentially what you're saying is you want to be a not good person. Of course, you're going to sabotage yourself when it comes to money. And the same thing happens with success. You want success, but in the back of your mind, you're saying that success brings all this heartache and pain. Of course, you're going to sabotage yourself
to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty soon, I won't even be able to go to the grocery store without blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't even go to the grocery store in peace anymore because everybody knows who I am and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And one of the other things that came along with the fear of success was more responsibility. Now, not only am I responsible for myself, but I'm responsible for all these people that know who I am. I'm responsible for this. I'm responsible for that. Success brought more responsibility. It brought change. It brought people coming out of the woodwork. It brought haters from my past. It brought all kinds of misery. So, of course, I was going to sabotage myself.
Not to mention the pressure to keep performing, as you just touched on.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm doing my thing and no one's paying attention, then I'm having fun.
Yeah.
But the minute people are paying attention, then it becomes serious.
Exactly.
Then there's pressure.
If you don't stop and actually think about what it is that you're thinking, what your associations to success are, not only the positive ones, but those negative ones, then you're not going to realize that in the background, you might be holding yourself back from reaching success, because of course you're going to be protecting yourself. So in order to actually be able to run through that, it was like, okay, well, what if I do have more responsibility? What if I am in the limelight? What if, you know, people have an expectation of me to be a certain way? And that's one of the things that you and I talked about. And it was like, well, I'm just going to be authentic and I'm going to be me. And if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. And if I do want to do something, then I want to do it. And if people want to follow us, then they could follow us. And if they don't want to follow us anymore because they think, oh, you've changed, man, then too bad. We are not going to cater to the whims of people. We are just going to put ourselves out there and be as genuine as we possibly can and be as honest as we can with people and let them know, hey, this is cool. No, this is not cool. And not worry so much about being liked. I think that was the biggest thing as far as, you know, having a responsibility. Obviously, on the inside, I do have a responsibility, but that responsibility kind of covers everything that I do. And my responsibility is to myself. I want to leave the world a little bit brighter. I want to leave the world a little bit more empowered. I want to leave the world a little bit happier. So that's kind of infused in everything I do, whether it is a podcast or a YouTube video or whatever it is. These are the reasons why I do it. I'm not beholden to anyone else to do those things. And I think that that's one of the biggest reasons that that fear of success started to diminish.
You're constantly evaluating, constantly checking in with yourself, constantly working out the little bugs.
Yeah.
The internal bugs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to end up getting pigeonholed. And it's one of the things that I tell everybody, like, don't allow yourself to get pigeonholed into something that you're not going to be happy doing. Make sure that everything that you're doing is something that you really want to do genuinely for yourself. Because if you're doing it because A, you think that people need you, or B, you think that people rely on you, then you're not going to be happy. And if anything, that's going to lead to resentment. You're going to hate what you're doing.
And really, that's why you guys get nothing but our authentic selves, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the beautiful, because anything else is not sustainable.
Yeah, nothing else is sustainable. It's not fun. One of the reasons that I feel that we connect with a lot of the people on YouTube and our Patreon followers is because, man, these are awesome people. And yes. I feel like, you know, we're pretty awesome. So, like, of course, it's a community of awesome people. And the people that are less than awesome, those are the ones that leave the thumbs down and the negative comments. Those guys don't get to be part of this really freaking awesome creative community that we've created here, which I really, really love.
Yes, I couldn't have said it better.
Now I think about it, and if I was like fear of success, where it's like, okay, well, I got to behave like something that I'm not, and I was doing these things, and I was like, hey, everybody, it's Rafi. My name is blah, 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 blah.
And clean,
and blah, blah. And we were doing those things because we know that YouTube videos that have fast talkers do make get a lot more views and all that stuff. If we were doing that stuff, man, I would be miserable. Yeah. That would definitely lead to resentment. Eventually, I would feel like a big fraud.
Then we would turn the cameras off and cry in our Cheerios.
Yeah, exactly. We'd be crying in our Cheerios and nobody would know. We would have to hide that too. Like, that's the thing. If you're going to reach for the stars and be a success, if you want to be successful, in order to get rid of the fear, you got to be authentic and you have to face those fears that might be underneath the surface.
Oh, that's such a good point. There's such a gem underneath that, which is you don't have to be other than what you are now to get your success that you envision for yourself.
Exactly.
You just have to evolve in baby steps.
Yeah.
As who you are.
A lot of people are like, well, you know, you got to be unique. You need to stand out. Well, everybody is unique.
Yeah.
Everybody is themselves. They are the best versions of themselves that they could possibly be. Nobody could be more perfect at being themselves than themselves.
Yeah, so go ahead and check that one off your list and give yourself a gold star.
Yeah.
Done.
If you're like, I need to find unique material to be blah, blah, well, there you go. You yourself are the unique material that you need to find because there is nobody out there that is quite like you. There is nobody out there that will ever be quite like you. And there has never been anybody out there that is like you. So if you're looking for unique material, there you go.
You are it.
I know that we've ventured slightly away from the fear of success thing, but I feel like it's all connected. Like it's all this one thing. You are either afraid in some way, shape, or form of becoming successful, which would explain why you're not there yet, because you haven't thought out what success actually means to you.
Success is really abstract.
It is.
I mean, and this is such a cliche thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Success is a moving target. If you had told me 10 years ago that I would be sitting here doing this today, I would have thought that's the epitome of success. What would I want beyond that? To have a man that I love and a studio that I create in full time. But now that I've achieved those things, I've got my sights set on more things.
Exactly.
So it's really not like a finish line that you cross and you're like, I'm henceforth completed my tasks of success. You're always going to want something more and something more and something bigger and more evolved. So
exactly.
You just go on with your bad self.
I mean, basically, that's what they are. They're just stepping stones. You're just taking, you're getting to one level and then you're evolving to the next level and you're evolving to the next level. In fact, most times when you reach whatever it is that you were considering success, you may not even consider that success anymore because you reached it. It just makes sense now.
Yeah.
And now there's this other thing that you're looking at and this other thing that you're looking at. I think the biggest problem that we run into is that we call it success. You know, and everybody has a different idea of what success means. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, what is this? Is a successful celebrity. That, well, Jeff Koons is a successful artist. Damien Hirst is a successful artist, but Rafi is not a successful artist. The other local artists aren't a successful artist. And it's interesting because you think about it, it's like, okay, well, what's the difference between us? I make a living with my art, they make a living with their art. Oh, they come out in the newspaper. Well, I've come out in the newspaper. Oh, well, they make millions of dollars. Oh, okay. So that's what makes them successful is that they made millions of dollars, even though we both make a living with our art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you need to look at those guidelines of success and eliminate the guidelines of success that you get from society because nobody could agree on what it means to be successful. In my mind, waking up in the morning and breathing air is a success.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know, there are so many different levels of success. For somebody that cannot walk because they had an accident or something, taking their first steps is a success. There are so many different levels, so many things that we could consider success. Looking at my life and the fact that I get to enjoy my life, the fact that I get to smile every day, to me, that is a success. The fact that I get to do what I love, that is a success. And I think that the biggest thing is feel successful now so that when you retain whatever it is that society thinks is success, you won't be any different than you are now. There are a lot of people that are willing to forsake their authenticity in order to reach what society deems to be successful than to really just allow themselves to feel successful now being themselves. I could give two shits about what anybody else thinks the level of success is. I think that success is whatever it is that you deem success to be.
Yeah, so for me, my success is, are you happy? Are you genuinely happy? Not fooling yourself. Are you genuinely happy to be alive and striving for more?
Yeah, yeah.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah. Are you genuinely happy to be alive and striving for more? Just going out and having fun. Are you having fun every day? Are you willing to look at yourself and laugh and have a good time? Or are you taking life so seriously? Everything is a struggle. Everything is hard. Everything is this. If I make it really simple and I say, listen, I'm breathing and I'm paying my bills, doing what I love, I am successful.
And
right now,
I also approve of who I am as a person.
Yeah, exactly.
I accept myself and love myself. I realize I have more work to do on myself and more learning experiences, but I like who I am and what I'm doing.
We will always have more to do on ourselves and more to experience. I mean, it's an ever-growing, ever-evolving process. To, you know, there is no limit to how much you could like love yourself, how much you could love someone else, how much you could love what you do. There is no limit to that love. So it's an ever evolving thing. The more you discover about yourself, the more you start to really define about yourself through the experiences that you have. And that's the thing. All of those experiences that people that are afraid of success, you know, the new experiences, those are all opportunities to define who you are. Are you the kind of person that falls apart if you get an order for 1,000 things? Or are you the kind of person that stands up and says, you know what, let me figure this out? And really, for the most part, most of us in a situation like that are that person, you know what, let me figure it out. But in their imagination, a lot of times they think that they're the other person that falls apart.
And if you're out there listening and you're thinking to yourself, Rafi and Klee, all this fluff you're telling us about self-acceptance and evolution is BS and has nothing to do with success, I would ask you to really think about this because there are a lot of people out there that have achieved the, like, status quo of success, the like financial success,
yeah,
who hate themselves,
yeah,
who have terrible relationships, who end up doing drugs and other horrible things,
yeah,
because
I mean,
they're not happy. And really, is that success?
Success, according to the way that a lot of people view success, and the reason that they view it that way is because they were told that if you become a celebrity, you're successful. That if you make $1 million, you're successful. That if, you know, you are untouchable because you are super famous, that you are successful. In my mind, that is not success. Success is something that you could do day to day. And that's the question. You either walk throughout your day feeling like a success, no matter where you are, or you walk throughout your day feeling like you have not achieved that yet. Someday I will do that.
Or like you don't deserve those things because you haven't made peace with yourself. So like, by all means, go out and get your fame. Get your $1 million. Achieve those things for yourself, but get straight with yourself first.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me. We are not saying that like, oh, money is... Listen, I love money. I love spending it. I love making money. I love everything that there is to do with money. Money is not the root of evil. People do evil shit with money, but money is awesome. But it's also not the end all be all. I do not rate my success level based on how much money I have. What makes me successful is the fact that I could look at every single situation and understand that no matter what, I am going to get through this and I am going to be fine. Because I just am not willing to ever give up and lose hope. And because of that, I think that I am a successful person. Because no matter what the storm brings, I can weather it.
We covered all the things.
All right. So we not only covered fear of success, but we covered all of Rafi and Klee's brain things that go on in our heads.
We waxed philosophical all up on you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I guess it's better than waning philosophical.
Yeah, philosophical mumbo jumbo Rafi and Klee. So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed that. And I guess that's it for today, you guys. Hey, I am totally interested in hearing what your fear of success might be and how you've overcome the fear of success, and also whether or not you feel successful or you feel unsuccessful, and if you've evaluated that about yourself, because I think it's important to really look at that and determine whether or not you feel like a success or you feel like a failure, because that's honestly, that's what we've been taught is the opposite of success. Is feeling like a failure.
A failure.
Yeah, exactly. So let us know what you think. And thank you so much for listening, you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. I totally adore you. And yeah, that's it. Say goodbye, Klee.
Good day, everyone.
Adios.